This is Rob Regan, one of the volunteer jazz programmers here at WDIY. And we're lucky today to have a conversation with a couple gentlemen focusing on Evening with the Masters at Northampton Community College's Fab Lab. Please welcome guitarist Frank DeBussolo and Jeff Berner from the Fab Lab. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And this is part of the fall series, you call it, at the Fab Lab. Second in the series. So we'll start off the conversation talking with Jeff, let our listeners know a little bit about the Fab Lab and precisely the luthier program that you direct.
Yeah, sure. I'd be glad to. The Fab Lab is on the third floor of Fowler, the Fowler building on 3rd Street in the south side of Bethlehem. It's open to the community, and it's a place where we say you can come in and make almost anything. So we have all the processes that people can learn. It's an unpretentious atmosphere. So you can learn woodworking, metalworking, audio. You can learn how to do 3D printing and the high-tech stuff like lasers. We have all of that there for you to take advantage of. I started the luthier program about 4 years ago. I started with electric guitars. I did that in order to get people interested. And it just took off like crazy, right to the point now where we're building all the way from flat tops, arch tops, ukuleles. So, and we're building some really fine guitars. And we have people coming from distances to take our courses. So now it's a certification.
So the idea behind the Evening with the Master series is to let the luthiers hear the work, the efforts that they've made on the guitar actually being played by professional guitar players.
Absolutely. You know, we have about 20% of our luthiers don't play. I mean, they're makers. I mean, they understand the guitar, but they don't play. And when they hear the instrument that they've been working on played and then, you know, critiqued, whatever the case may be, by a professional musician like Frank DeBussolo and now Howard Alden's coming in, they just beam. I mean, they're just flying high when they hear the guitar played. And the critique is good for them.
Let's let the listeners know again when this is happening. I believe it's a Wednesday night, November 30th.
November 30th, 6 o'clock. It goes from 6 to 8. It's on the third floor of Fowler. And it's in the Commons, which is right off the elevators. You'll just see it. So, you know, it's $15 a ticket, so it's extremely inexpensive. And the $15 just goes to support the night and sustain that. And other than that, it's just a really open event.
It's limited seating, I presume. So do you recommend pre-registering?
I recommend going onto our website and clicking on events and go ahead and get the ticket as soon as you can. Last time we had just about a full house. Before that, we had standing room only. You go to northampton.edu/fablab. So, yeah, northampton.edu/fablab.
Well, let's shift over to Frank for a little bit here. Frank DeBussolo, longtime guitarist on the jazz scene, originally from Philadelphia. What got you involved with the luthier program?
One of my students, I taught at the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Performing Arts, graduated and went to Full Sail University as a recording engineer, and he got hired or conscripted to do some engineering work, sound engineering work at the Fab Lab. And he said, hey, you got to get a hold of this guy, Jeff. I mean, he's crazy. He's got this idea in his head. He wants to do this. He should talk to you. So I called Jeff. I got his number. And lo and behold, he didn't hang up on me. And we had a nice conversation. We had a couple of nice lunches. And we discussed the possibilities about where we can go with this. Well, I find out that Jeff is a man of vision. He's got a great passion just for making things, but especially about making guitars in the luthery program. So we said, well, if you're going to turn this into a real program, we should do some things with real guitarists so that people know what they're making these instruments for and for whom they're making them. There's certain idiosyncrasies that various players and various ilks of the music require. And most of the time, if you go to Martin, you're going to get a Martin guitar. And people are going to play like that. But if you go to a Jack Wilkins, who we just had at the Fab Lab, who's going to, it's going to require something a little bit different. And those differences are like what Jeff and I discussed on how we can get this across to the people. And we said, well, suppose I called my buddies in New York and Philadelphia and had them come up here for a night. We play a little concert, and then they can talk about what they want in a guitar and what they expect in a guitar, and then we can even play the guitars, and then we can tell the guys who made the guitars, hey, this is really good, except maybe you should try this, or maybe, you know, you want to do this. So that professional input is something that I think separates what Jeff's vision is from everyone else's who's in the business nationwide and probably worldwide.
How do the musicians that you recruit to come here to perform with the Evening for the Masters, are they receptive to doing this gig?
Well, extortion's a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, you can, I mean, they say, look, I got these pictures, and if you don't show up for this kind of money, then, nah. The people that we have are world-class players. They're gentlemen. They're educators, usually. But they are as passionate as we are about their instruments, about the whole idea of creating this environment that recreates what we need to have recreated in order for the field to continue. So they're happy to give up their time to come down here, and we try to compensate them as well as we can. But it's a labor of love more than a labor of money. It's not a gig. They really enjoy it. Once they're here and they see what's going on, and they see the kids and how passionate kids, people that are making the guitar, and see how passionate they are, it's quite fulfilling for everyone.
Frank, could you let our listeners know a little bit about Howard Alden's background?
Yeah, sure. Howard is one of the premier proponents of the seven-string guitar, following in the footsteps of one of his teachers, George Van Epps, who basically began the whole seven-string revolution, I would say in the late 50s. Bucky Pizzarelli, who I play with quite frequently, or did, I guess is the major proponent. He said George Van Epps came to New York and played, I think it was the Hotel Carlyle, with a seven-string guitar, and all the guitar players were there. And the next day they just descended upon Manny's and ordered Gretsch seven-string guitars, because Gretsch was the only guy who's making them at the time. Howard, from California, studied with George Van Epps and indeed played and recorded with him before George's death, probably in the early 90s, I believe. And Howard is essentially a banjo player. People don't know that. He plays great banjo. He's a plectrum banjoist, and he's probably the most complete encyclopedic mind of tunes. I mean, you can mention a tune. I mean, I know a gazillion tunes, but Howard knows like two gazillion tunes, you know. And so it's always kind of interesting. A couple of years ago, we did the Berks Jazz Festival with Bucky Pizzarelli, myself, and Howard Alden. And Howard and I got there a little ahead of time. We were saying, hey, Howard, you know this song? And Howard said, sure. I said, we should play that tonight. And Howard says, yeah, okay. And he said, hey, you know this song? And I said, yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. Let's play that one. So we're going back and forth with maybe like six, seven different tunes. And we said, wait a minute, why are we doing this? We're going to play the same 15 tunes that Bucky wants to play anyway, you know, because Bucky's the dean of American guitar. So whatever Bucky wants, Bucky gets. That to give you an idea, Howard is quite knowledgeable about the actual music itself, and his technique is just flawless. He just sounds so good.
Well, you guys certainly can play any number of tunes from the American Songbook. So when you perform at something like the Evening with the Masters here at the Fab Lab, are you going to have a set list, or you just wing it?
There ain't no set list, you know. Actually, we'll usually, what do you guys want to hear? And somebody will yell something, and we'll just play it. You know?
That's cool. Continuing, Frank, if you can tell listeners a bit about your roots in Philadelphia and the jazz artists, a few that you're familiar with that came out of that scene.
The joke in the music business is that Philadelphia is a great place to be from, because everybody came there. You know, when I was growing up, John Coltrane was in town, the Heath Brothers was in town, Dizzy Gillespie was in town, Pat Martino, of course, Jimmy Bruno, who he and I went to high school together, who was just so many great players, Larry McKenna, the great tenor player, Buddy Savage, another great tenor player, pianists like Milt Buckner, people like that were all in the city of Philadelphia. The New Power School of Music was there that influenced a lot of things, as were pedagogues like Joe Scrow, who I studied with, and Dennis Sandoli, again, who I studied with, who taught Pat Martino and taught a whole bunch of different people. It was a great environment. And any given Sunday at my father's house when I was there, Pat Martino would come, Bobby Rose would be there, Tom Jacobetti, who recently lost him. But so many different players would come through, and we all learned through them. Richie Rome, the Richie family, and getting into that ilk, you know, Al Stauffer, the great bassist. I mean, there's so many, you know, so we just learned from everyone.
Jeff, when you were thinking about starting the Evening with the Masters to help promote the Luthier program, did you reach out to Frank as someone to bring in, or was he already involved with the Fab Lab?
You know, I don't remember how that actually happened, but he, just the way he described it, we had an opportunity to meet, and he said that he would like to start teaching a little bit more of the theory. He thought we were a little light on the theory, which we were, so he introduced about three courses, you know, in the actual theory, because the luthiers have to know a certain amount of the mathematics and the theory behind the music to really build guitars at an advanced level. But I will say, I want to add that one of our luthiers just completed a seven-string, and it's an amazingly beautiful guitar. I mean, the inlay work and everything, but it also plays extremely well. Howard Alden's going to play that guitar seven strings. So that's a big accomplishment for the lab. And we'll have two other guitars, archtop jazz guitars, that are just finishing up that we're going to test out that night, too. Okay. So we're really excited. And they're working really hard, believe me, around the clock to get these things ready, because there's still some work to be done.
Well, it's got to really be exciting for the makers to see it
absolutely
in use.
Absolutely. And, you know, these guitars are built completely from scratch. There's no kits. We don't use that word at the Fab Lab. So they've carved their necks, they've carved the bodies, they've carved the arches, they've done all the F-holes, and they've done some really creative stuff, too, things that aren't something that you see very often.
Well, you got to see the designs in some of these things. I mean, just artistically, even if they couldn't play a note, just artistically, they're really just lovely to look at.
I tell them, I don't care what the first guitar looks like. It's got to play well. It doesn't go out the door unless it plays well. So, you know, I work really hard at that. But, you know, not everybody makes the greatest guitar the first time out. But the guitars that are being made and will be played at the Alden concert are probably like the second and third guitars that these guys have made.
That's interesting, because a lot of people think of creativity in the arts being an actual artist or a musician, but not perhaps a woodworker or luthier.
It's a concert of three elements. There has to be someone to make the instrument that's going to make the music. There has to be someone that's going to play the music on the instrument that's going to make that. Then there has to be a receptor, an audience that receives that, and that feedback has to go all the way through in order for a performance to happen. If somebody didn't make a guitar, I'm just going to sit here and go, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So somebody has to make this thing. By the same token, if someone made this thing, someone has to know how to play it. But then again, if I know how to play it and someone knows how to make it, if there was no one to hear it, what's the point? It's a three-way communicative process.
Well, speaking of performers and audience, Frank, could you touch briefly? You've had a really long career, but did you have any favorite or memorable groups or tours that you were involved in?
I went a short time with Dizzy Gillespie. That was fun. Learned a lot with him. I played with Dom DeLuise, which was a riot. I was with Mr. Sinatra off and on for, you know, here and there. Tony Bennett, Vic Damone, Diana Ross, Nelson Sardelli. Who? Nelson Sardelli? Nobody knows. But he's a riot. I played a lot of the shows in Atlantic City and got to see all those headliners, so that was always a great thing. So my experience has always been varied from doing a straight show, like a Broadway kind of show, like Sweet Charity, to an act like Rodney Dangerfield, one of my favorites, you know, that kind of thing.
So do you still get a lot of gigs over in New York?
I don't play as much as I like to. I mean, I've been concentrating on my own groups these days, the Frank DiBussolo group, the Frank DiBussolo reunion group, you know, only because I'm 65 years old now, and I'm tired.
But you still enjoy putting out the music?
Oh, I love the music, sure. The audiences were great. It's the traveling to tell, you know.
Well, let's finish up here and remind listeners about this event. Jeff, if you can recap a little bit about...
Yeah, we hope everybody can clear their night and get out to see DiBussolo and Alden play at the Fab Lab. It's on the third floor of the Fowler Building on 3rd Street, Northampton Community College. So go onto the website, Northampton Community College, or no, northampton.edu/fablab. And we'd love to see you. You get a tour of the Fab Lab. That'll get you excited, too.
So once again, Wednesday, November 30th at 6 o'clock, Evening with the Masters, to hear Howard Alden and Frank DiBussolo playing guitars, one of them, which has been made at the Fab Lab. And I'd like to thank Frank and Jeff for stopping by today.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be here.
Rob Regan with you once again here at WDIY.